This is Gemara B'Metzio, Daf Ayin Hey and Baruch Hashem. Another exciting day in the world of Daf, as hopefully we'll be concluding this difficult, intricate, and long Geperek of Ezehu Neshech B'Siyata Dishmaya. We pick it up in the bottom of Ayin Dalid Amid Beis. We're about 8 lines from the bottom, right after the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, we began with arrangements between lending wheat to pay back based on the price of what it's going to be worth, etc., etc. And in classical Gemara form, the Braisa will begin by, we'll begin by elaborating on the din of the Mishnah. Tanu Rabbanan teaches the Gemara Mavadim as Aris of Chita Bechitin Lezera. One is allowed to give his aris. An aris is a sharecropper. An aris is a person that works the field and takes a percentage. You're allowed to. You're allowed to lend wheat Bechitin. And he's going to pay you back the same amount of wheat, lezera, when the wheat is being used to plant. But medvar mamurim says the Gemara shel yared. This is only in the scenario when he has not yet started working the field. Aval yared, yarad. But if the sharecropper has already began working the field, aser, then it is aser. So the Braisa elaborates a little bit deeper on the din of the Mishnah. The Mishnah taught the same din. The Malva Adam is Haris of Chita Bechitin Lezera. The Braisa here in the Gemara comes along and says, but if it's Yarad, if you already began working, then it's us. Says the Gemara, Maishna Tana Dianzol Kamavli Bin Yarli O Yarad. O Maishna Tana Brad Kamavli Bin Yarli O Yarad. Says the Gemara, what's the difference between our Mishnah and this Braisa? Our Mishnah clearly does not differentiate between whether he began working, and over here he does. So Amar Rava says, Rava Ravidius Varni Ale Ravidi explained to me. Basar Tatanadi done in the place of our Mishnah, Risa Yoav Bizra. In the place of our Mishnah, the Aris, the sharecropper, would usually give the seed. Bein Yara, Bein Lo Yarat. And therefore, whether he started or not, Kamad Lo Yoav Bizra, Matzi Misalikle. Therefore, as long as he did not give the seed yet, the landowner can tell him, you usually provide the seeds. Now you did not. Therefore, I'm taking over. And therefore, v'chika nachis. And therefore, when he goes by himself, levatzir b'hachika nachis. And therefore, what he's doing is, he's giving less than the normal rate. Because usually, the owner doesn't give anything. And over here he is. But whereas Basar Tana Bibra, the place of the Bryce, Mari Ara Yoav Bizra, the owner is the one that always gives the seeds. And therefore, it depends whether the sharecropper began working or not. Elo Yarad, if he did not start working yet, then the Mati Mesalikle, then he could stop him. Because it's not dependent upon if he gave the seed or not, because the owner always gives the seed. So now it's dependent upon whether the sharecropper began practically to work the field. If he did not, then he could be mesalikim. Ki ganachas levatzer meyachi ganachas. But yarad, if you already started working, deloy matzi mesalikim, you can't stop him anymore. You already started. Then it's going to be aser. That's going to be the difference between our Mishnah and the Braisa. Technical detail, who's the one that usually supplies the seed for the crop. Tanu Rabbanan Omer Adam L'Chaveroi. So now the Mishnah really got involved in Chitin B'Chitin, which is what we're going to call more colloquially Sa'a B'Sa'a, which is anytime you're making a halva, you're loaning money, an item to be paid back, the same item, which of course very quickly could be ribis, as the price that you're paying back often could be lower than the price that you gave it as, and very quickly it comes into ribis. So says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan again at the bottom of Ayin Dalid Amid Beis. I'm Radim the Chaver Zunga Tolis friend. Halveni lend me korchitin v'koytzlei damim and stipulate a price with him. Hozlo, if we became cheaper, nice and like eaten, he gives him back the same amount of wheat. Hokru, if we went up, nice and demayim, you have to give them their original value. Says the Gemara, 1 second, vali katzat. The whole reason you stipulated, you created a price, so you don't have to be dependent upon the whims of the economics and the society. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Sheshes, Hachi Kamar. Imloi Katsats, that's the price I meant. Then, Hozlu Noisachit, Hoker Noisin, but Avada, if you're a Katsats, it's going to go based on the price that you were Katsats. We continue with the next Mishnah on Ayin Hey, Amar Aleph. Loyoy Meradam, Nachave, Royal Veni Korchitim, Aniyat, and Lachale, Goyren. Give me a core of wheat and I'll give it back. After the harvest by the threshing season, you're not allowed to. That's a classical sub, giving an item to get the same item back at a later day, which is going to have a different value. Avalaimerloi, what are you allowed to tell him? Alveni Achev, Yavoi, Beni, Achem, Samavteach. Lend me some wheat until my son comes, until I find the key. And even in this, and similarly, Hillel would say, Loi, Selva, Isha, Kikar, Lachaverta, a woman should not lend a loaf of bread to her friend. Why? Until they create what the value of this loaf of bread is. But if not, if it's just a mere item, should not lend it. What's the reason? Maybe the price of chitin will fluctuate and we're going to come to ribbis. This is the classical. If I lend you a pound of potatoes and you pay me back a pound of potatoes, a month later that pound of potatoes is worth less or more. And therefore, to form a ribbis as you're getting extra. Excuse me, as a borrower could potentially be paying more. Says the Gemara, Amar Ravuna. Now we're going to learn a rule, which we have already seen, which is going to be the heter to a lot of these cases. Yesh loy. Amar Ravuna, says Ravuna, Yishlai saw. If you have a saw's worth of wheat, lava saw, then you're allowed to borrow a saw. Sasayim, loiva sasayim. Meaning, if you already have the item, therefore you're allowed to borrow it. Why? Because then you could pay it back at any moment. And therefore, we're not going to view it as a saw loan that someone is losing and gaining. That is Ravuna. Amar Rav Yitzchak Amar, comes like Rav Yitzchak. And he says, "Afilu yishli saw. Even if you only have one saw, loiv alel kama kur, and you let it borrow as much as you want." Tani Rav Chia l'siyua l'Rav Yitzchak. Rav Chia comes along to support, to prove Rav Yitzchak. Says the Braisa, "Tipas yayin ein loy. If someone does not have even a drop of wine, then he can borrow wine. Shemen ein loy. Ha yishli." But let's say he actually has a little bit of wine, a little bit of oil. Then you'll be allowed to borrow many tipin. Then you'll be allowed to borrow as much as you want. A proof to Rav Yitzchak. You're allowed to, once you have a little bit, you're allowed to borrow as much as you want. Now, what's the reason? Says Rashi, Kama Kurin. Because in each and every bit of this halva, we say, Zutei tachtel, it's in that place. Shreinu kenuya lemilva, ubi adei lachloi lemachrav, and imsei oisei shalava, that which he borrowed, nizkekes alpeiru shevashok, vizu penu lelova yisalaan, and the next thing you can borrow on, shalava kolachas v'achas lava beheter. Da'ilu leiva sa'achas v'achla v'achal kamari shayna, hayal kshalava beheter, leiva yishalim chitim, meaning once the time of the halva, it was mutter, then we don't care if you consume it afterwards, it's still always mutter. Hachanami, shalayva beheter, layva kol savasash, reizu haimedes, therefore you can borrow as much as you want against that little bit, says Rav Yitzchak. V'hila lo iser, but the Mishnah taught us that if someone says, alvini ha-che'ava b'ni ha-mshem sa-mateach, it's mutter, but Hillel forbade it. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, alacha, k'divri Hillel, but Says the Gemara, it's not true. V'les olchas avosei l'maisa, we do not paskin that way. A woman should not lend a loaf of bread. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Teaches Rav Yehuda the name of Shmuel. Zu divrei Hillel. This is only the opinion of Hillel. Av l'chachamim oimrim. Teach the Chazal. Love him. Say it. Stam upayrim stam. One is allowed to borrow stam and pay back stam. Borrow a loaf of bread and pay back a loaf of bread. V'amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. And teaches Rav Yehuda the name of Shmuel. B'nei chabura makvidim zel zem. Oivim shamido, misham mishkol, misham minyan, misham laivet oparit. B'nei chabura that are makvid on each other. They could come to many aveirais. B'yamtaif, on yamtif. K'divrei Hillel, and according to Hillel, av misham, ribbis, giving come to ribbis. But again, that's only going to be b'nei chabura that are makvidim zel zem. But if they're not makvidim zel zem, then it won't be a problem. V'amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Talmidei chachamim mutarim lelvoy zebezemi ribbis. My time of made the other the ribbis asura. And umatan hu diavid in leiz giving a matam. Amle shmuel avu bar yi. Halveni mea palpulin vimea v'estrin palpulin varich. And you're allowed to do it. Amar av yudam rav. Motel adam halveni lahalvois benav u b'nei beisai. B'ribbis gilat imon tam ribbis. Says Marv La Milsi, Misham, the Asi, the Mitzvah, they might come to a custom. So it's an interesting Yisayid. Vida Marav was seemingly teaching us that you could teach someone to taste something, meaning, and then he'll know it's Aser. Says Marv, no, we don't do that because we're afraid it might come to continue such a practice. And just to point out, this line of Talmidei Chachamim are allowed to borrow with ribbis. Why? Because they know it's usher and just giving you a matana. Just point out the obvious difficulty. Every case of ribbis is a matana. Meaning, when I borrow $100, I am so happy to pay back $120 because I need the cash. So what do you mean? It's always a matana, which is obviously a difficult point. But let's move on. Says the Mishnah. Now we're talking about not a classical borrowing, but an object or a service one would do for the other, and the other will do back for him. Weed for me today, and I'll weed for you tomorrow. And shovel for me. That you're allowed to say, but you're not allowed to say. You're not allowed to say, you weed for me, and I'll dig for you. Edrami, you dig for me, v'nachashimach, and I will weed for you. That is not allowed. Kol yimei garid, and we turn over to ayin hey amid beis, and you can already see the end of the parak in sight. Kol yimei garid echad, all the days of the garid, which are the dry season, echad, they're all considered one. All the days of the rainy season are considered one. Lo yomer lai, and based upon that, says the Mishnah, one should not tell his friend, you help me in the summer, and I'll help you in the winter. That one should not do. Rav Gamliel Leimer, says Rav Gamliel, yesh ribbis mukdames, yesh ribbis meucheres. So after discussing a form of ribbis, of lending services one to another. Says the Gemara, says Rav Gamliel, yesh ribbis mukdames, yesh ribbis mucheres. Two types of ribbis that we're going to see now, paying early, paying late. Ketzad, what's going on here, says Rav Gamliel. Nasan enov lil vayse menu. If someone set his eyes to borrow, v'mishaleach loi, and he sends him a gift. Voimer, and he says, the reason why I'm giving you this gift is so that you're going to lend to me. Zuhi ribbis mukdemes. It's a form of ribbis. You're not paying back more. But before he even got the halva, you're sending him a gift so that you'll get the halva. That is also a form of ribbis, says Rav Gamliel. On the flip side, lava amen, if you borrowed from him, and you paid him back V'mashaleach loy, and after you pay him back, you send him something, you send him a gift, v'aymer, and you say, b'shvel ma'ayisecha she'ibetei lois etzli, the reason why I'm giving you this lift is because the money that you were not able to use while I had it, zui ribis mu'ucheres. And of course, this ribis mu'ktemes, ribis mu'ucheres, is eye-openers. As who wouldn't think? What do you mean, akaras ha'tayv? You give a gift, says the Mishnah, that is aser. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, guess what? Is even yesh ribis b'dvarim. Even words could be ribis. Lo yomer lo yida, ki ba'ish pleni v'makom pleni. Should not say, you should know that such and such is coming from such a place, meaning giving him information. If the borrower gives the lender critical information, that's also a form of ribis. And concludes the Mishnah, difficult words. Ve'elu ivrim loisa say, who is ivr on this of ribis? The malva v'aloiva v'ari ve'id. The borrower, lender, the cosigner, and the witnesses, the chachamim ivrim, guess what? Even af a sefer, even the scribe ivrim misham lo sitin. Misham al tikach mi'itai. Misham lo si aloi kenoisha. Misham lo sizim ulam neshech. Misham lo fneivr lo sitin. Mechshol v'yesim lekecha. Ani Hashem. So everyone that is involved in the ribis loan is liable for an iser de'oraisa. Says the Gemara, Tanya, we learned in a braisa, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, says the Hilge Rajbi Mina, you borrow money, and you don't usually say shalom to that guy. Sha'asar laktim le'shalom, you're not allowed to go and greet him. How do I know? Tamalaymar, Neshech, Koldavar Hashem Yishach, Afilu Dibur, even mere words is a form of ribis. Velo Ivrim, the end of the Mishnah, Amar Abaya Malve, Oiver Bekulam, the Malve is Oiver in all those Yisrim. The Leiva is Oiver Misham. The Leiva is Oiver from which three? Loisachach Lachicho Lachicho Loisachach Lachicho Loisite Mechshol. And the Arev and the Eidim, the cosigner. And the winner says, Even Oiver and El Misham, Loisizin Olav Kineshech, shall place upon the Neshech upon someone else. Tani, we learned in a rice, Rabbi Shimon, Aymer, Malve, Ribbis, Yez, Masha, Marvich, and Mavsid, the more than they gain, they lose. Vloid, and not only that, Elisha Masihim, Moshe Rabbeinu Chacham, but not only that, but they regard Moshe Rabbeinu Chacham as a Talmud Chacham, but Tairas Hayames, Vaimrem, Ilo Yodea, Moshe Rabbeinu, for Moshe would have no, Jay Revach, but Tavar, Loi, Haya Kaisvites, as if they're denying the Tairah. A Moshe Rabbeinu, strong words. Excuse me, Kiyasa Rabdimi, 10 lines on the white lines. Amar. How do you know if you lend someone money and you know he doesn't have the money? If you can't make yourself seen by him because he's going to feel bad, he can't pay you back. And to appear as a creditor if he cannot pay you back. Ravami Ravasi, Damri Tavayo Kilu Danu. B'shnei dinim, Ravami and Ravasi say that when one acts as a creditor, then he's creating two types of punishments. Shenemar, harkavas enesh l'roishenu, banu ba'ish uba mayim. That to be pressed on for payment when he does not have it is two punishments of fire and water. Amir b'yudam rav, call me she'ish le'mo'yizu malveh yisun, she'loi be'edim, ayvim mishal of the evil osidim mirshal. Don't just think, no, what's the big deal? No, you're supposed to have Eidim. You're not supposed to create a situation where there could be a potential later on. Reish Lakish Amar, Goyim Klolulatsmo, Akur, Shanembra, Talmenu, Sifsei, Sheker, Adivres Al Sadik, Talemna, Te Olamna, Adivres Al Sadik, Osak, may these lying lips be silent, speak falsehood about the Sadik. Amru Le Rabbon and the Ravashi. Say the Rabbanan to Rav Ashi. Kamekayim Ravina. Kam Adam Rabbanan. Ravina fulfills everything the Rabbanan said. Shalchlei Bahadei Panya Demali Shabbat. So Rav Ashi sent to Ravina the following message right before Shabbos. Lishter Limar Asara Zuzi. Please send me 10 Zuzi. Disharmali Katina Dara. Because a small piece of land came up. Limits and I want to buy. Shalchlei. He wrote back. Nasi Mar Sadi sent me witnesses, Vinichlev Kosva, and we'll write it down. Meaning he tested him and he passed the test. that he said he would not lend it to him without writing down the shtar with Eidim. Shalach le afilu ana, even I, nami. Shalach le kol shekein mar, the Torah begirsa. You're tired and you're learning, mishali, v'karim klala, that's what you're going to get about the loan. You're going to cause a klala. So we see it's not like a not nice thing to ask someone to write down the halva. It's lamaisa, the right thing to do. And we conclude, Tana Rabbanan, Solisha Tzayikim, Inonen, and the three people that cry out, but they're not answered. Ve'ilu hein, mishish leimo, yisumavo, yisan, zon, asman, he lends them, shalai be'edim. V'akun adam la'atzmai, someone who acquires a master to himself, we'll see in a moment, and Misha Ishtai, Moshel Salav, his wife, rules upon him. My Kada Adon La'asa, what does that mean? My Ikadar Mitoil and Achas of Benachri, that he says his properties belong to a guy. Ikadar Mi Akos Achas Labanov of Bechayov. Ikadar Mi, and some say, Tibish Le Bahamasa, he's unsuccessful in the town that he lives. La'asa Masa Chriti doesn't go to another town. He's like, Koina Adon La'atzmai, that he's not getting himself out of this horrible situation. Hadron aloch ezehu neshech, certainly a chazara worthy parek, a difficult parek. Psiyata de Shemaya. The next year will begin with the sixth parek in Mirtza Hashem.